Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa A. Hameen, the CEO for American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM 360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM 360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the host or hostesses of AM 360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance. Now Joshua fought the battle of Jericho,
and the walls came tumbling down. Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invite you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah. Wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. Assalamu alaikum to everyone. Wa ju'an. Wa juma mubarak. Say wa Ramadan mubarak. And the peace that only Almighty God can give to all of us. I'm taking a deep breath, everyone. If you don't mind, do the same. Inhale. Exhale. We are here once again for those of us who are here and able to see, hear, feel, and think. We are human, yes, and we have had blessings this morning. Don't know if you had gotten the message, but we started the Suratul Kahf recitation early this morning. Actually, at 6 a.m., and then, as you note now, the recitation for today's juz, the portion of the Quran, 1/30th of the Quran, 4/30th, what we had read today, recited here on American Muslim 360. I'm Martha Nyla Abdullahi, and I'm your host for this morning, along with you as guests and our guest that we will be presenting this morning, and we will be having a discussion, and you will be joining in on that discussion. In order to join in, you will press 1, and we will open your mic, acknowledge you by opening your mic. All right? And today's guest is Imam Dr. Mubashir Ukhda. And we will share more information about him in just a moment. Again, as we open up our routine, now here on American Muslim 360, the CWSC Friday Roundtable, Community-Wide Shura Conference, Friday Roundtable. Let's begin. As we have already begun with Quran, and I will simply say that I believe we now understand the foundation for the human family. As in today's Jews, the information, the revelation was definitely about how to say inheritance, dispersing of inheritance, who is allowed to be married, who not, and more. But definitely we want to focus on the adaptation of being human and our learning about being human and our adjusting ourselves to being human. Once we find that we have derailed, we have gotten off that track of being human. So welcome once again, dear listeners. And as we will begin this morning, we will share with you, and this is right in line with our guests as well, we pray. We're going to share hadith, and then we will share quotes from Imam Warthy Muhammad. So we do Quran, hadith, quotes from Imam Warthy Muhammad, and then the vision and mission of CWSC, and we open it up to the Friday Roundtable. Let's begin. The hadith for today, narrated Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever does not give up false statements, in parenthesis, i.e. telling lies, close parenthesis, and evil deeds, and speaking bad words to others, Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, highly glorified is Allah, is not in need of his, in parenthesis, fasting, close parenthesis, leaving his food and drink. That was from Sahih al-Bukhari, 6057, book 78, hadith 87. I will share one more. Narrated Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever believes in Allah and the last day should not hurt his neighbor, and whoever believes in Allah and the last day should serve his guest generously, and whoever believes in Allah and the last day to speak what is good or keep silent. Submitted Sahih al-Bukhari 6136, 78, hadith 163. And now to the quote of Imam Warthdeen Muhammad, Rahim Allahulay, mercy of Almighty God be upon him. And today's quote we're going to share. All we have the power to do is respect our good nature, respect the good life that God created us with. And as long as we respect the good life that God created us with, we have a sure defense against Satan. Power has the power to defeat Satan, and that is your goodness inside you. Just stay with your goodness, and Satan can't touch you. If you practice staying with that goodness long enough and faithful enough, you are not letting sex tempt you away from it. You're not letting good greed for money tempt you away from it. You're not letting fear of wrongdoers or bullies take it away from you. If you stick with it long enough, you will guarantee you win. You will win, excuse me, guaranteed protection. He won't be able to come at you in any way. You will be in paradise, and he can never come to paradise. He hates paradise, just like he hates the righteous servant. Praise be to Almighty God. Quote from Imam Waruddin Muhammad, Rahimullah Alayh. And now we go to the CWSC vision and mission statement. And the vision statement, to remake our world into a better place by unleashing and harnessing the full capacity inherent in the group intellect. Mission, to realize our model community vision by operating as a national intelligence, designing, communicating, and implementing solutions that enhance goal achievement in all aspects of our community life. CWSC is a nonpartisan IRS code section 501c3 tax-exempt faith-based national conference bringing together diverse human resources with the desire, knowledge, and experience to help achieve the highest level of excellence in community life. And CWSC focuses on its affiliated institutions and the historically disadvantaged communities they serve, and is also committed to religion, ethnic, or national origin, in inviting to all that is good, enjoining what is right, and discouraging all that is detrimental to the best established societal standards and practices. CWSC serves institutions and communities around the nation through alliances with other faith-based entities. We partner with civic, business, and governmental entities in fulfilling our mission. Well, there you have it, dear listeners, and we now will bring to you our guest, Brother Mubashir Ukda, Dr. Mubashir Ukda. And just one moment here. All right. Working on my computer here. One moment. All right, we're going to go to a public service announcement, and we will return introducing, reading the bio of our dear brother, Imam Dr. Mubashir Ukda.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Nirmat Shaheed, restorative justice practitioner for the Oakland Unified School District and host on AM 360's The Pearls of Women Quranic Mondays. We're asking you to help us make a difference in the life of a student. We need you to spread the word that CWSC is offering 5 college scholarships in the form of direct financial aid to students who qualify and are graduating from high school this year or current college students. Learn more and apply online today at cwsc.us. But hurry, the deadline for applications is June the 20th. Thank you for helping secure our next generation's intelligentsia. Assalamu alaikum.
La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. All right, I'm opening up the mic for our CWSC Executive Committee, Imam Omar Shaq here, as I begin to read, and I opened up Michael Hameen, and we'll come to you all. We're going to read Imam bio. Let me give you the greetings, both of you. Assalamu alaikum wa Ramadan Mubarak wa Juma Mubarak.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu wa Juma Mubarak, Ramadan Mubarak.
Ramadan Mubarak.
Alhamdulillah. All right, we go to reading, and thank you all for being here. Go to reading our bio for our dear brother. Mubashir Ukta accepted al-Islam at Masjid Allah in Plainfield, New Jersey in 1977 under the leadership of Imam W. Dean Muhammad, rahimahullah. From the moment he became a Muslim, he has been an avid student of al-Islam, as expressed in the commentary of Imam W. Dean Muhammad, rahimahullah, and he has been an active worker in the community. He has a Bachelor of Science degree in Business Systems and Information Technology from the University of Phoenix, has worked professionally as a senior technical writer for Fortune 100 companies, Fortune 500, 100 companies, and worked in his own company as a web designer and builder, a book publisher, as a real estate investor. He is married to Rita Furkan Ukta and has three children. Current activities, founder and administrator of the IWDM Preservation Project, founder and administrator of the IWDM Study Library, special assistant to the conveners of Imam associated with Imam W. Dean Muhammad, assisting the conveners of Imam with developing a course for learning the knowledge body of Imam Muhammad, webmaster of the IWDM community website, and on behalf of the conveners of Imam, author of books, on the language and logic of Imam of IWDM, referenced as a doctor of philosophy by IWDM, who publicly stated that Mubashir Ukta's writings are required reading for his students, advisor and counselor to many Muslims seeking advice and guidance, owner of Ukta Enterprises, LLC, which provides book publishing and website development services. Past activities, Northeast Section Convener of Imam, associated with the community of IWDM, 2012 to 2015. Founder and coordinator of the New Jersey Muslim Email Network. Founder and coordinator of the Higher Voice Dawah Movement. Co-founder of UMRA, that's UMM, United Muslims Musicians and Recording Artists. Website designer for numerous Muslim businesses and masjids. Editor and publisher of numerous books by Muslims in IWDM community. Coordinator of Unified National Curriculum Project for the Consortium of Clara Muhammad Schools. Convener of the New Jersey Associates for Community Planning, ACP, Special Assistant to the New Jersey Council of Imams, Convener of the New Jersey Monitoring Team, Chairperson of Local CRADE, Committee to Remove All Images of Divine Committee. That is, and he is currently the Director for instructor, director for the Islamic Learning Leadership, Islamic Leadership Training and Development Program. Everyone, we present to you our dear brother, Imam Dr. Mubashir Ukta. Assalam, join me in giving him the greetings of Assalamu alaikum wa Juma Mubarak wa Ramadan Mubarak, Imam.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It's a pleasure to be here with you, Sister Naila, Martha. How you doing?
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Martha Naila will go just fine.
Yeah, right. Indeed, indeed. Pleasure and good to be here. Yes, indeed.
Please, please share with us any other information you'd like to share with us. Your hobbies, we picked up on recording artists there, musicians and all. So please share some of your other information, personal, if you don't mind.
Yeah, first let me say that some of those activities on the bio, I think you had the long version, which includes some of the past activities that I had done, as well as some of the present activities. So there are some of those positions that I'm no longer holding. They were done in the past, but they, alhamdulillah, they were great experiences, and I appreciated the people I worked with during those tenures. Personally, in terms of my own personal hobbies, not too much right now. Mainly I'm writing, working on these projects. You know, the MSWD Muhammad Study Library keeps me very busy. So I do enjoy playing a little bit of chess. I have a good friend of mine over 30 years. We have a chess rivalry that we engage in every weekend. We're at the same level of play, so we have wonderful interactions.
One moment.
Okay.
I apologize. It was just a little background. I think we got it. All right. Assalamu alaikum. Continue, please.
Yes. Sure. So I engage in that recreation. I'm speaking about a recreation now. You know, one of the lessons I got early on from Imam Muhammad, he gave an explanation of this word recreation. We call it recreation. And so I got from that the fun that we have, the leisure time. We don't want to wreck the creation that Allah has given us, but we want to engage in fun activities, social activities that recreate the things that are good for us. And so, these strategic games, there's a beautiful game that I do play pretty much with myself now. When I was younger, we used to have big teams that we played, and there's a software game called Civilization. And I found that this game includes so many elements of civilization building that I found it very fulfilling. And when I was younger, I wanted to try and build. I thought it would be a great activity in our Islamic community if we had, as part of our social activities, clubs that were engaged in this game, because it teaches you everything from economics, politics, education, science, research. All of these factors come into your decision-making, you know, in this particular game. So I do that, but most of my time is spent on the projects that we have, you know, keeping things going in the home life. And I like going to the movies periodically. I enjoy that. I used to do a lot of interpreting, you know, looking for the messages and the meanings in these movies. But at a certain point, I said, you know what? I'm just going here for enjoyment. So I haven't done that in a long time. But there was one thing I did. I never came out with it, but I really enjoyed the series called The Matrix many years ago, and there were 3 episodes. And I had written this detailed analysis of the messages in that series of movies, which is pretty profound. But I never did produce that writing. So anyway, those are just some of the things I do. I tutor my grandson, very bright young boy. So smart, and I'm just hoping to cultivate him and help get him prepared to do great things in life. And I have my 3 children. They're all grown now, but they're doing well and making progress. And I'm enjoying my life with my beautiful wife. She's very supportive. We are extremely compatible, and makes life really a joy. And, it's just a beautiful thing. Very happy that Allah helped me to meet her. It's very interesting because, you know, I live in New Jersey on the East Coast, and she is from Arizona on the West Coast. I remember a friend of mine who knew someone out in Phoenix, Arizona. He was the one that kind of introduced us together, and it was interesting because I never did believe in that, you know, long distance courtship, you know, could ever work. So it's amazing to me that it worked. And we've been married now for about 18 years, and it's as beautiful as it was in the beginning. So those are just a few things.
All right. Well, thank you for for sharing yourself with us.
Sure.
Were you about to share something else?
No, I was just acknowledging what you were saying. I said, certainly, my pleasure.
Praise be to Almighty God. Dear listeners, as you're our guest as well, the center guest, share more with us about the being doctor of philosophy, if you will. But before you do that, let me bring in, acknowledge again, Imam, Michael Hameen and Imam Omar Shakir is with us, and let me give them the time now to share with you. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Alhamdulillah, good to hear you, brothers, and good to be on the program with you.
Yes, sir, my dear brother, doctor. You know, all of the beautiful things that were said in that resume of yours, and what you're sharing with us about your personal life, your grandson, your beautiful wife, all of those things. What I want the people to know, alhamdulillah, I've been blessed to know you for many, many years, first introduced to you and your intellect through the Muslim Journal newspaper. You did regular columns on the commentary of our Imam, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe that even Imam Muhammad radiallahu anhu had to acknowledge your insights and your understanding as one of his students. And he also appreciated the work that you did. And I'm going to add to all those wonderful things, I'm going to add your beautiful spirit, Dr. Mubashir. You have a beautiful spirit, and I've just enjoyed being associated with you, and you have counseled me, and you've helped me as well. So welcome to the program.
Well, alhamdulillah, shukran, alhamdulillah, my brother. Thank you so much. Yes, sir. It's a pleasure to meet you, too, and experience and feel your bright intellect and your great demeanor. I love your demeanor and your good, logical, common, good sense. Approach to things and down-to-earth approach to things, and I appreciated that about you as well, my brother.
Alhamdulillah, thank you. Allahu Akbar. Excuse me, brother, I mean.
No problem. As-salamu alaykum to you.
Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullah.
Omar and Dr. Mubashir. I'm aware that Imam Muhammad I would say put his stamp of approval on you and made it a requirement or an obligation on his students to study your presentations. And that's why I'm so happy. I want to say Ramadan Mubarak to everyone. And
yes, Ramadan Mubarak.
Ramadan has been a time of successes, overcoming obstacles, barriers, and resistance in our path, as Namrata Mama used to say. And I participate in a Wednesday evening. We're not doing it now during the time of Ramadan, but a Taaleem that focuses on reading the Quran from Al-Fatiha to An-Nas. We're on Surah 7 now, about 100 verses in the Surah 7, but with the focus of utilizing Imam Muhammad's insight and logic in terms of going into to extract the best from the Quran because of the fresh eyes, the perception that he had in terms of scripture. But my interest, and I'm bringing up this morning, the application that he pointed to that Prophet Muhammad represents, and I was in a meeting of business people and imams, notable imams, and Imam Muhammad is not just blessed with insight into scripture, but he was also blessed in insight into the establishment of our Muslim community life here in America. And he expressed early in his leadership that we were members of the striving poor, by and large, in terms of our community identity. And in this meeting, Imam Muhammad described an area where we would have a building that was a utility building, a building he described as good for social activities, business activities, and then mats could be put down in terms of making the daily salat. And to the right or left, you might have a fish supreme and a lawyer's office on the other side. But when people looked over at this establishment, they would see productivity, they would, and so forth. And I'm bringing this up to you, Doctor, in terms of how do we, you know, taking Shura Bainahu, how do we connect with our people to see Imam Muhammad and to utilize what he left us in terms of where the rubber meets the road?
Yes, sir. Alhamdulillah. So as I was listening to you, you bring a few and very important things to mind, and this is actually so this is actually a phase, you know, how in the life of a community or society, it goes through phases over time as it evolves to be stronger and stronger or weaker and weaker. So I want to response to some thoughts that came to my mind as you were speaking. Imam Muhammad once spoke and came to Newark, New Jersey, and gave a talk. And he was speaking on the need to have a form that houses our spirit. And he said, without a structure, without a material form, the spirit is just a force, right? Because it can't, that we live in a material, physical world. And so the spirit has to express itself through a physical, material form. He says, otherwise it's just a force. It's just an influence. And this is a powerful sign for us because, as we know, those of us that have truly connected with what Imam has taught us over these many decades, we have all the things that make up a blessed and powerful mind, a new mind, and that, of course, affects our soul, our spirit. He referred to it as the dynamic spirit, dynamic African-American spirit in some talks. And the thing about culture, we also said, you know, we have this new mind, and the new mind needs to produce a new culture because the culture is the womb for that mind. And when you study what is a culture, when you think about anyone who tries to understand the culture, the anthropologists and the archaeologists, you know, they look for their any indicators of the types of food that they ate, the types of artwork they produced, if they if it's a newer society, they're studying the music, the literature, and all of these expressions that you find human beings produce. And so for us in the community of Imam Muhammad, we saw, we had a great period of this too with the music, but all of these concepts, all of the ideas, the commentary, which as you pointed out, not only does he explain religious ideas, he also explained many ideas relating to human nature, human society, human excellence, and so forth. It is now the work of the community to first understand these ideas, but then to take those ideas and put them, put the flesh on those ideas. This is where you get, you know, the theater houses and the songs and music and the poetry and the Torah roots and every kind of custom, every kind of social activity you can think of. It's the community's work to engage and build those things. If we all sitting in class, studying, reciting, memorizing, and we're students for life, then no one is engaged in building these structures that we need to express those ideas and express that spirit and express that. And so our leaders and our people need to motivate ourselves to actually establish these things, such as the ones you're talking about. And there's one other point. The spiritual, you know, you have this dynamic between the spiritual and the material. Some people say, okay, you conceive of the idea and then you bring that material thing into existence. But also when you establish a material thing that comes from your soul, when you look at that thing, it inspires your spirit. So there's a symbiotic relationship. If you have material, you produce a material thing, but you don't have a spiritual connection to what you've produced, then that material thing doesn't inspire you. It's just something there. But if you produce if your spirit enables you to produce something, it comes from you, and you look at it, you say, you can see yourself in the objective reality, then it inspires you to keep working. And the more you produce and the more we build, the better outer environment we have that serves as a womb for our spirit and mind. It talks back to us. So we build it into the world, and then its existence re-inspires us to build more. So what you're saying is that the people, the community, it's the community that has to build these edifices, these institutions, these structures. And we need people who are business people or community developers who are just as inspired to work on these projects the way some of our imams work on, you know, giving great khutbahs and studying the religion and being great orators. And they do those things very well, and they serve that function, which is a very important function. But all of these other functions, our educators, you know, our business people, our community developers like CWSC, I see it as a great organization. We have to work on establishment with the same spirit that we will try and do our religious rituals. And so it's hard work, Brother Michael, and we need those giants to arise to actually make that their contribution with the same desire that we want to complete Ramadan or read the whole Quran during Ramadan. So that's just a quick response, reaction to what you're saying. In terms of the mechanics of that, we can go into that more if you have some follow-up questions
yes,
you want me to throw.
I appreciate that, Doctor. And I see Sister Fitra Muhammad out of D.C., my home area.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a native son of Washington, D.C. I see her modeling what the imam asked for in terms of those in the rear come forward to help the leadership in front. And to respond to the urge, I'm adding to it, respond to
mm-hmm.
the urge of the soul in terms of accepting more social responsibility, accepting the urge in the soul to do something, to add to something in terms of, again, where
yeah.
the rubber meets the road, where the rubber meets the road. And the encouragement of the imam to identify with that spirit, the leadership in front, to identify that the oratory, you know, the good connection with Prophet Muhammad and the history, Sirah of al-Islam, but it should be purposeful in terms of encouraging the common man and woman to come forward to do a little bit more. And I think we need to take Shura on that. How do we, you know, get the leadership to respond, and how does the leadership get the public, our Muslim public, to respond? Thank you.
Yes, sir. If I could just quickly follow up too on what Brother Michael said.
Yes.
There's a couple things. So, one thing about evolving any organism, any living entity, or any organism, or actually any structure, is that as you add pieces and parts to that structure, it gets bigger and it gets bigger. And if those pieces that are added have a certain function, they have certain features, it increases the capability that an organism has. I'll give you a slight example. Imam Salim Movement of Mali, you know, he started out online creating the program because he saw, you know, the big need for our community to become more educated in learning Quranic Arabic. And he continually started out by himself, and he just worked on it. He just established it. And he had the skill. He had the knowledge and the skill. And he took what his expertise was, and he started to build an institution. And over time, he provided that service. And because it was a quality service, and it was something that was in our need and desire, it began to grow and grow until he established a fine institution that has been very impactful in our community and in the lives of many people. So he has this institution goal. So he took our community, which at one point didn't have an institution like Mali, and he brought that institution into existence with the help of Allah and the support of other people who were interested in it. But there was a point when Mali didn't exist, and then after work, there's a point now where it does exist. And all of us and any new people that would come to us, we can then show them, hey, here's this institution you can become a part of. Now, when I was working on the library, the study library, a similar thing. I had a skill set that would enable me to do the things that I needed to create this kind of library. I worked many, many hours, daily, decades, and we built a very resourceful institution as well. And we've added something to our community that people can benefit from. Now, because Mali existed, exists and the library exists, there was an opportunity for Imam Salim and I to have an agreement where he has things he does with his students, and he has them come to the library to do research and do their study. So we're able to make a connection now because these two things existed. And so now we have a synergy that can happen and go on. Similarly, with our Imam Rashad Abdul Rahman down in Atlanta, he is a very excellent teacher, and he established his own institution and educational program. And he's teaching the commentary of Imam Muhammad and al-Islam in general. But similarly, because there's a part over here that exists, his students can connect. He connects with us as well, and the students can use the library as a resource. But we are able to find each other and connect with each other and build. And so that is the way all of the needs, you know, we see things in our soul. Just as the prophet, you know, he was troubled with things that his society was lacking. He goes up in the cave of himself, and he's contemplating, you know, what can he do? How can he solve these problems? He gets a vision. He gets an inspiration. And he comes down, and he's nervous because he realizes that he is the one that was blessed with this to see what needs to happen. But then it took him 23 years of getting out there with blood and sweat and tears to establish the vision, to bring it into existence. And he is our example and model, and that's true for each one of us. And so I encourage many people, when they see a need and they feel strongly about it, either one or two things. You find someone who's already working on it and join them and help them manifest it. Or if you have those leadership qualities, you can establish it yourself, and you will find companions who will say, I like that too, let me help you. And then you establish it. And then whatever that need is, it adds to the community womb. And in time, before you know it, you can look up and you'll say, wow, look what we have. But if the community members wait around for the imams to be able to lead it, do it, and direct us to do it, then it may never get done because they are actually fulfilling their role to a good extent. They're carrying out their functions. They are performing the role of an imam. And, of course, we all have to improve as we go. But now the community has to step up because it's the body. The body, the hands, we got to create the hands and the fingers, and that's up to us as community members to establish the things we need.
Alhamdulillah.
I don't mean to step in, but I'm just enjoying what I'm hearing, appreciating what I'm hearing, and I really like the idea of empowering, for lack of a better term, the common believer to go ahead and make their contribution and share the gifts that Allah has given them. And I also like, brother, I'm going to say ma'am, doctor, I also like the fact of the cooperation where each institution can be secure enough in itself that they don't mind partnering and cooperating, like you mentioned, Imam Salim and Imam Rashad. That's excellent. We really need more of that. There's plenty to go around. We need to celebrate what others are doing and promote, and that's how we grow and build. I love it. Thank you, Brother Imam.
Alhamdulillah, I agree. Alhamdulillah. As a matter of fact, that's one of the things that I have always seen in the mission and vision of CWSC. Community-wide Shura, and part of what I saw that its founder, Thomas Abdul Salam, was attempting to do. You see, I'm kind of sidestepping here for a second. When I think of, you know, Sister Martha mentioned in my bio, I was working with the musicians many years ago, and really loved that because, you know, we had, as you were playing, Wilmore Siddiqui and all of the great musicians that we have had over the years. And I raised my children listening to those cassettes and myself, listening to all those words and being inspired. But I was saying that, you know, I hope I didn't lose my point. But with Umrah, you know, we were working together to establish that institution. But with CWSC, this is what I was getting to. So with the musicians, they're very talented people. They have the artistry, they have the music, the gifts of the song and the poetry. But to establish that industry womb that would see the development of those artists and our talented ones, you need individuals who can be managers, who can be organizers, who can set up the stages and the venues and the places where these artists can then go and display their gifts. And so you need these other talents and skills. The artists many times may have the artistry, but maybe not the management and the business ability, and they can't do everything. CWSC, part of what I see in it is that Brother Thomas wanted to empower the people, and the talent in the people, organizing, finding those talents, and then finding ways that those talents can be utilized to build important institutions or structures, as Brother Hameen was talking about. You need groups where that's their mission. Let me help encourage those who are building other aspects. Let me help connect them. Let me help find them. Let me help, you know, like in nations, they have jobs programs, right, and they allocate money in those areas where projects need to be developed. We are no different. We're no different from that. You know, we need to see what we need, and then you need those who are inspired to let me try to organize folks to help make that happen. And that's their mission, and they do that just as religiously and with the same spirit and inspiration they would, you know, make a prayer or go on Hajj. And so we need the community developers to step up, build their pieces. Sometimes you can feel alone, like nobody's paying attention, like you're just out there all by yourself. But you do that. Build it anyway, because once you create something, it's much easier to connect it to other things.
I mean, alhamdulillah. All right, we're going to take a pause here. As I say, inhale and exhale, everyone. Everyone, you're here with us at CWSC Friday Roundtable, and we're thankful to have with us Imam Dr. Mubashir Adib. We have with us, too, Imam Omar Shakir Adib, also Omar Adib Shakir. San Antonio, yes, San Antonio, Texas, of Masjid Bilal Ibn Rabah, and he's on the executive on the board and the executive committee of CWSC. And we have with us also Michael Hameen. He said he likes to keep his imam cap hat in his back pocket, pull it up when needed, right? And so praise to Allah, he's a host here. He's a host here on American Muslim 360, and thankfully, he has his presentation as a host of Not Just Talk. So that's, I'm sure he's here with us this morning. We have our poet laureate in the wing here. And we have, let's see, Mark Shaheen in the wing. And we'll come to them in just a moment. Everyone, allow me to share with you that you're here live on American Muslim 360, our number one flagship. Broadcasting number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. You want to connect with us as our we say our theme now is we're CWSC is committed to the consistency of connecting, communicating, and collaborating, being a conduit for that. And so you can dial in the studio 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253. Like us on Facebook, that's Community-Wise Shura Conference, CWSHURAA. That's at capital CWS, lowercase HURAA. You want to send a comment and leave us with a comment or ask any questions that perhaps we did not cover here in our interview or at other times, please dial our office line 910-317-0297. You can email us info@CWSC. And always go to our website, cwsc.us. Do notice that blue donate button. It's jumping out at you. Donate, donate, donate. About as much as when you see the globe for the human family on our website page, then you see join CWSC. It's a shorter version of what you would like to do or share with your talent, your expertise. And then if you want to be a part of the Model Community National Resource Directory, then please, by all means, click on register. We are here to help you. Should you have a question, please, by all means, again, dial 910-317-0297. Allow me to share this public service announcement with you here.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Sabrita Hadi, Director of the MCNRD Model Community National Resource Directory, reminding volunteers of our upcoming MCNRD Social Connect Conference every last Sunday of the month, 1 o'clock p.m. to 2 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We look forward to your participation, so please check your email for conference call information. Thank you so kindly. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Edward Willis, advisor at Graceline Community, asking you to join me in supporting Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360. Make your tax-deductible contribution today at cwsc.us or phone in your pledge to 910-317-0297. Again, make your tax-deductible contribution today at cwsc.us or by phone at 910-317-0297. Together, we can remake the world. Thank you.
All right, and we're returning now to our CWSC Friday Roundtable, dear listeners, as we go directly to our callers. We want to know what's on your mind. Assalamu alaikum wa Juma Mubarak wa Ramadan Mubarak. Our Port
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum and Juma Mubarak to everybody and blessed Ramadan. Alhamdulillah. We thank you to Allah for this, for AM 360 and CWSC. And we pray Allah that maybe some other artists, musician, writers, but, you know, write a song, write a book, and dedicate this to AM 360 for a continuous fundraiser for our community. So, alhamdulillah. And I'm glad to hear Brother Umar Shakur's voice and Brother Michael. Alhamdulillah, I got a lot of love and respect for these two persons. So, praise be to Allah. I have a little, it's an effect that believers have on other believers. So, praise be to Allah for that. It's something that I wrote.
We appreciate you. We appreciate you as well, my brother, bringing the cultural piece. Thank you.
Alhamdulillah. You know, Brother Mubashir, he was saying a lot of things that he did in life that he no longer dealing with, but I'm here to tell you none of your good deeds will ever be lost. So praise be to Allah. I was trying to find a title for this poem, so there's something I wrote I'd like to just share. Building community life, willing to sacrifice for the best life. Mubashir Ugda, All praise is due to Allah. Passing batons, so the world will never stop. 1977, W.D. Muhammad showed him the right path, a way to what they call heaven. Serving the one God alone, keeping them strong. A doctor of philosophy, giving peace to humanity, supplying wisdom for people's social needs. A lot of work for good in this world and the best home in the hereafter. A successful business person, of course money matters. New Jersey is blessed to have him, solving many problems. Training others to make things better, helping people to work good together. A combination of humbleness and God consciousness. A good taste for music. It sounds is a benefit. Appreciation for the gifts of other musicians. A good soul and mind connection. He knows the value of mutual consultation. A family and societal orientated person. Keeping things in order and also having fun. Serving people with his wisdom. None of his good deeds will ever be lost. A balanced person. His life is not a coin toss. He's blessed to be his own boss. Establish a library. We don't have to worry. So praise be to Allah. This is the blessed story. As-salamu alaykum.
Beautiful.
Ramadan Mubarak.
Thank you.
Thank you, my brother. That was beautiful. I tell you, everybody's going to want a copy of that. I know I do.
I'm gonna get it. I'm gonna get it to him. We'll see how you get it, brother. And then anybody else. In fact, anybody on the line, you pull it up and take it and love it. But I'm gonna do a regular copy, a personal copy, and I get that to you, brother.
Thank you, brother.
Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
This is a beautiful
thing. Able to write that right on the spot. Praise be to Allah.
Yeah. Amazing.
Did I interrupt someone? You were making a comment.
Yeah. I was
gifts and talents. Alhamdulillah. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, this is a beautiful Ramadan blessing and looking forward to many more. We're just getting started. Alhamdulillah.
I mean. Well, we have two callers left in here still. 314-833. Everybody knows this voice. In a moment, you'll hear. It's our dear brother, Mark Shahi. Assalamu alaikum. Wajuma Mubarak. Ramadan Mubarak.
Alaikum assalam. Ramadan Mubarak. Juma Mubarak. To your very distinguished, esteemed guest, Imam Dr. Mubashir Uptar, and to your very distinguished, esteemed co-host today, Imam Shakir. And yes, my classmate, Michael Hameen, I'm going to put your Imam cap on today because you're thinking like an Imam and functioning as an Imam. So this is Mark Shahi from the STL, the Gateway City of St. Louis in the Show Me State of Missouri. I want to say alhamdulillah, that the praise and thanks belongs to God first and foremost. I want to say, I want to commend you, Imam Mubashir, for the outstanding work that you have done over the years in terms of actually establishing that library. You know, when I think about a library, a collection, you know, that we often see in the secular of books and all of this, but taking this body of knowledge that Imam Muhammad has left behind for the whole of the community and for humanity, as a matter of fact, and putting it together and making it a resource for everyone in that regard. And I love what you said in terms of the institutes, how we actually feed upon each other as Allah has created us and made us interdependent, I-N-T-E-R, interdependent. I also want to say something that Imam Muhammad said to us that I think is very important, and I know all of you have heard it before. Imam Muhammad once said that leadership is in the resourceful people in the community. Leadership is in the resourceful people in the community. He didn't say leadership was in the imams in the community. It's in the resourceful people in the community. And then Imam Muhammad went on to say that your imam should identify the resourceful people in the community, and he should go to them and ask and seek their help and assistance in terms of what Allah has blessed them with in terms of the resources they have. And if the imam does not do that, he says, then if you're resourceful and you know what Allah has blessed you with, then you should go to the imam and offer the help and assistance in that regard. I think this is very important when we look at terms of building model community life. And so I'm enjoying the conversation and the communication, the information, how it is that we get, I'm going to say, Imam Michael Hameen, where the rubber meets the road in that regard. We should see this as an obligation and responsibility that all of us have, and especially those of us that are consciously regardful of what God's word is, his will and his way, for us to live together as one human family. So I'll stop there, and I want to thank Sister Martha Naila Abdullah doing an outstanding job with the CWSC roundtable. This is really excellent. I appreciate that. To my brother, Bilal, the poet laureate, see, this is a gift that Allah has given to him and been blessed to be able to unwrap that gift, and the poetry that he gives and expression is outstanding. This is important for all of us, even our young people, to help them to unwrap what God has given to them as parents, as community members, as mentors, to do this. This is so very, very important. So I just want to just thank everybody for
thank
the contribution.
You.
And Imam Uptar, I want to also thank you for being there for the pilot program, which my adopted daughter was supporting, Nabiya Aziz. I can see the growth and development in these 10 young people that took this pilot program in terms of leadership and the valuable information that my good brother and friend, Imam Dr. Bashir Ali, also Imam Salahuddin and Dr. Salahuddin, in terms of participate. These are the type of institutes that have to be sustained and maintained in our community. Thank you so much. May Allah continue to bless you and us.
Thank you.
As-salam. Ramadan Mubarak.
Ramadan
Mubarak.
Alhamdulillah. That's all the way out there from St. Louis, Missouri. And now we go Imam, you have some comments you'd like to make before we bring in our next caller. We have our next caller on.
Just really two quick things. I did want to just thank Brother Mark. You know, he came to our graduation, and he actually gave gifts to all of our students at the graduation and added just that much more spice to our beautiful ceremony that we had. So I thank him for that. And also, Bilal, the poet, the brother read the poem. I didn't really catch his name when he first came in, but if he's still listening, I want him to know that when I was a young man, I saw his poetry, read his poetry, and I appreciated him, and it contributed to my my development as a person growing up in this community as well.
Actually, that's another Bilal Abdullah. The other Bilal, I think, was Bilal Habibullah, Habibullah Salim. He was Bilal the poet.
Salim.
Yes,
well, Bilal,
but
poet,
this one is...
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yes, Bilal the poet. I think they both carried that same character for their poetry, but his name is, this one is Bilal Abdullah.
Okay, very good.
New Orleans, Louisiana. All right.
Yeah, that's Habibullah Salim. He's a really good friend of mine. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Go ahead.
And we that's quite all right. We're going to go to our caller here. We have two callers, 70627. And thank you all. And thank you, Imam Mubashir Ukta, for your patience and kindness here and being the center of our guest table, round table, I should say, CWSC Friday round table. We go now to Muhammad. He's of the Ummah of Prophet Muhammad by way of Columbus, Georgia. Assalamu alaikum, my brother. Jumma Mubarak wa Ramadan Mubarak.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ramadan Mubarak.
Oh,
there?
I hadn't opened his mic. I apologize. Here he is.
Yeah, well, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Ramadan Mubarak and Jumma Mubarak for those of us here. As we know, the two influences of our life, you know, the Bible, using that terminology, and the Quran. We know that Prophet Isa said, "Know ye the truth, and it will set you free." And Allah reinforced it with Prophet Muhammad saying, "Live the Quran, live the truth, and you shall be free." We know now that our whole problem in what we're doing is we don't have finance, but yet still we have 2 billion, 2.10, 2.1 billion Muslims who we are supposed to have a right to at least even ask to help to establish this community called Al-Islam, the Ummah of Prophet Muhammad, if we believe. And I think that we can start, myself. I'm a poor man, but I do know that people like who I think, Imam Yahya, Shirave, all of our great leaders, all of our secular imams, you know, I'm pretty sure that Allah has blessed them to be in a position to donate $1,000 a month, talking about maybe almost 700 and some thousand voice Muslims in our community of Imam Warfi Muhammad by the mercy of Allah. With that type of having a sure to establish a legal place to donate this money to where we can have, if there's any problem, an opportunity to get it back or deal with the person who does it according to the laws of this land and the laws of this Quran. Because Allah commands us to do that. Obey those authorities as long as it does not conflict with your worship to me, paraphrasing. And I know I'm a very low-income brother, but I'm willing to donate $1,000 a month with the believers, not the friends of the believers, not those who see benefit in sharing in and what the believers do. But the believers have to take their responsibility. It's our job to build this model community. Firstly, here in America, since we are the ones the world is watching more so to do this than anyone else. And this is why Shaitan is doing everything he can to keep us poor in the main thing that we need, and that's finance. We know our finances are so hoarded that we have not yet even established zakat, you know, and knowing that it purifies all of our efforts to hear and obey what Allah has given us in the Quran and live this truth that will set us all free, and those who, like we have the example in Medina, who adhere and legally put their responsibility on the dotted line to support this invitation from the Creator of all the world. Thing during this month of Ramadan, where Allah, in the English translation anyway, commands that we ask Him for what we need. This is the month where He makes everything in His creation, since it all has a mode of prayer, is waiting on us to declare and accept that responsibility and pick up that covenant that our leader, Imam Warfi Muhammad, has asked who is going to pick it up. The believers in the Quran, the believers in the life example of Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, are going to be the ones who pick it up, but they had to pick it up like the Sahaba did. They came and dropped down their resources to spend feasibility to help the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam get us where we are today. And he's waiting on us to return with the believers who he has sent us out to do dawah, to call to prayer. Like with the good example that we have that's really influential on us today, and that's Bilal. Here we are clammed upon top of Allah's house to call everyone.
Excuse me.
Yes, ma'am.
I do apologize to interrupt the connection. Everyone forgive me. With our guests and yourself and your sharing, alhamdulillah, I just want you to be aware of that. And we do have another caller, I must say. But continue on,
no
close
problem.
Up your yes, sir. Go yes. Right ahead. I'll make your
close. No, a hint to the wise is sufficient. May Allah's peace and blessings upon all of us. Ramadan Mubarak and Juma Mubarak. As-salamu alaykum.
Thank you. Alaykum as-salam.
Alaykum as-salam. Appreciate it. Okay. Imam, you have any comments in reference to Muhammad's sharing?
I'll just say this, that what we one thing we can do in the absence of, so you have to have, what he's pointing to is a concept that has been with us since the Nation of Islam, and that is the idea of pooling resources to be able to create establishments. Imam Muhammad tried to, Honorable Elijah Muhammad did it one way. Imam Muhammad attempted to do it utilizing a CPC concept, and all nations do it, which they do with the taxes. That it's to pool money into a particular place so that resources could be allocated and directed towards the most important productive projects. In our community, we haven't established any particular structure that we could all feel comfortable getting behind. But there are efforts that you see people doing and actually working. So the best thing we can do until we develop a larger institution or structure that will enable us to pool our money together in a way that we're all comfortable with, find those projects that are going on, that are keeping our spirit alive, that are keeping our community life alive, such as CWSC and other institutions, and support them with your dollars until we get a larger ability to do so. And last quick thing, I personally feel that the closest thing we have to what the brother was referencing, the conveners of imams, I feel they could play that role. And the reason is that they're the only body in the community whose representatives have been elected by the people. So, for example, at one time, at least the imam, he was promoting voting. I know a lot of places are not shying away from that now. But in many masjids, you know, we elect our resident imams. And then those resident imams, and so that's the vote of the people in each masjid, those resident imams elect their conveners for the sections. And then those section imams, they select a national convener. So they have, these leaders have been elected in some measure. And if the conveners, they have a structure in place and they are elected bodies, the only one in our community, they could potentially fulfill part of that role that the brother's speaking about. So I just wanted to mention that. Thank you.
Thank you, Doctor, and okay. I appreciate that. I just wanted to say that very quickly, again, with the focus on where the rubber meets the road and the utility of Shura Bainahum, that the professionals, whether they be imams or others, are called by Imam Muhammad to utilize their professional abilities, translate those abilities into a language that will make the common man and woman more productive. And this is my concern with that the imam body that are out in front, you know, utilize Shura Bainahum to help us make a more productive community environment. And because Allah has said that the human being is forgetful and hasty, that we utilize in the spirit of Shura Vainahum this focus Imam Muhammad has given us on language environment and create that environment that we need in the language production that will help us move forward. Thank you.
Beautiful.
Thank you. We have Imam Omar Shafir wants to acknowledge you, Imam Omar, and the rest of the believers. Assalamu alaikum, Imam.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thank you. I was sharing with Sister Martha. I have to excuse myself. I appreciate her excusing me, but I didn't want to just leave the call without greeting you all. But first, I do want to comment, I believe, with what Brother Imam Mikhail just said about the Shura Vainahum. And Dr. Mubashir, I'm sure you'll attest to this as a former convener. Me being a current convener for the Southwest section, I assure everyone that the process of Shura Vainahum is alive and well among the conveners of Imams. And so we're going to continue to do our part. I do want to say our challenge sometimes is engaging the other imams in our section and letting that filter to their membership, to the believers. So that's crucial for the process to work. But just know that the conveners under the convenership of Imam Dr. Bashir Ali, we're very much committed to that. So I want to say to you all, I'm honored. I appreciate being in your company and having this discussion this morning. May Allah continue to bless all of us with a wonderful Ramadan. May He accept our fast and give us the blessings. And Dr. Mubashir, you keep doing the excellent work you're doing, my brother. You honor us, and I'm sure Imam Muhammad would be proud. So we thank you. May Allah continue to bless you.
Alhamdulillah.
Assalamu alaikum, my dear family.
Shaq here can be heard every first Sunday, everyone, for the basics of Al-Islam. And that's from 12 to 1:30. PM Eastern Standard Time. So thank you, Imam Omar Shakir.
Alhamdulillah. Ramadan Mubarak.
Ramadan Mubarak. All right, we go to Imam Mubashir. How are you holding? You're okay?
I am. Thank you.
Praise be to Allah. And so, you know, everyone, we want you to know here on CWSC Friday Roundtable, when they get our guests come forward, just know, you know, the conversation is right here live when you're hearing the questions and the comments. Sure, conversations are held beforehand, but the trueness or the truth to being current, our guests, we appreciate their ability to answer, to speak with us, to share in the discussion and give us solutions. Many times that's what we're looking for, solutions to what we can do as a part of the human family, inshallah, our contribution. Now we go to our callers here, 773-449, my sister from Chicago, Illinois. Assalamu alaikum, my sister Amira Muhammad.
Yes, ma'am, Sister Amir Muhammad Shahid. Oh, Sister Martha, I thank Allah for a sister like you and bringing forth programs and platforms like this, so informative, so informative. I'd like to thank your guests so much. I'm so empowered. And also like the callers that came in and gave their comments. We need to really have more ongoing, continuous conversations like these here because we have to look and say, what is our personal responsibility to this mission? You know, and I like what Brother Uzzah said, sometimes we have to just start it alone, you know. Imam used to say when he talked about leaders of old, he said, who led them? Who missioned them? We know Allah did. So when Allah embodied in our spirit a responsibility, we go forward with that And it's a saying, if you build it, they will come. So much to be said, much to be said. I just appreciate this platform. It was so informative, so encouraging, so empowering. And it's a conversation that moves us into action. And I pray a lot that we continue to have conversations like this here and realize what our personal responsibility as well as our community responsibility is. So thank you so much, you, Sister Martha, and your distinguished guest, Assalamu alaikum.
Mubarak. And we're standing in line. We're in the prayer line together. That's what it's all about. I'd love to have that one day where we can all, I'll discuss the reference of the indication of the prayer line and how that speaks to the community life that we're living, working shoulder to shoulder to shoulder. So, alhamdulillah, much to be shared on that. But dear sister, Amir Muhammad Shaheed. All right, we go, Imam Mubashir, back to you, everyone. We're listening right here on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. You want to join us now? We still have some minutes with us, and so you can share. Dial 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253. We know that we have listeners in six continents, Imam. Six continents is referenced on our indicator, stats indication. Okay. Thankful for that. But we know that we still are in need of each other. And I'm speaking of our medium connection. Our CEO, Latifa Hameen, is working dutifully to connect, make the partnership with our various mediums, which include A New Day for Al-Islam Community Radio with William Kareem, Imam W.D. Muhammad Community Radio, IWDM Community Radio with Imam Mikhail Sahir. Imam Fahim Shuaib, and clearunderstanding.net. Naima Latif out of Chicago with Female Solution. And then there's Imam Yahya Abdullah with Al-Islam World Ministries. And there are others, of course, in the literary form, journalistic, Muslim Journal, and then with Mosque Cares and the conference call lines. We're truly wanting to make connections, and not just to make connections, but have a continuous line of communication and to definitely collaborate. And that, we believe, is showing the unity. The unity of thought, the unity of spirit, and then, as you mentioned, the edification, the edifices that will speak to the years to come, inshallah. And so we have generated a 50-year Human Family Strategic Planning Initiative, and our directors of our particular components of the intelligentsia speak to that. Our directors are lined, and I won't go into that right now, but just letting you know, Imam, that we have, as many have said, we have read your article submitted in the Muslim Journal, and I too, with the young minds, we point to the Muslim Journal, the physical paper, and we have kept it because we want to go back and look at the information and apply it in whatever way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intends. So thank you so much for your dedicated work. And we have a caller here.
Mr. Martin.
Yes, sir.
I don't want Imam Dr. Okta to get away without him connecting us with the library, how we touch base with the library,
yes.
as well as
yes,
his
sir.
Publication.
Okay.
Yes,
and okay. Go right ahead, and we can come back to our caller. Inshallah. Imam.
Just quickly, the library website is www.iwdmstudylibrary.com. iwdmstudylibrary.com. And my website for my books is uqdah.com, uqdah.com.
Good. And we end at 10:30 this evening, everyone. So thank you. As I was looking at your books, 40 Metaphorical Hadith with Explanations, and poetry, the dance poetry. I know it said up to 8 and the work. So everyone, you can go online as the man was sharing with us. And you'll get a chance to share that again, Imam. And we do have that information on our website under the description when you go to American Muslim 360 for today's presentation. It's right there on in the description body part of our website for the interviews that we hold here. So, Imam Ukta, yes, I'm looking at your books, too. So don't forget that, everyone. All right? And we're going to go to our caller. Thank you, Michael, for that. As we go to our caller, and I'm having to get back to my screen here. I know our caller is 314. It's Mark Shahid. Back with us, everyone. Just one moment. I'll open your mic. Okay. 314-833. Assalamu alaikum, followed by 718.
Yes. Alaikum assalam once again. Mark Shahid again. Brother Imam Mubashir, I wanted to ask this question in terms of the program that's been established by the conveners of imams in all, in terms of your second group of students, how are they doing? And then the other question, if you have time to answer it, in terms of inspiration and motivation for establishing the library, I mean, obviously, Allah bless you with the vision and the mission and, you know, and all. But in your relationship with Imam W.D. Muhammad, when did it actually hit you that this is something that is a mission that was given to you personally in that regard? That's my question to you, if you would, please, if you can answer that. Yeah.
Alhamdulillah. That's a great question for me. So, firstly, the second group of students are doing very well, very well. I mean, very sharp students, very thoughtful. They're doing their work. They're studying and grasping the concepts. And, you know, they're keeping up with the high standards set with the first group.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we had some minds in our first cohort of students, and the second cohort, they are determined to keep the pace running. They're not, they haven't slowed up. So they are very smart, very brilliant. I mean, I get to my particular component, we give a test for every lesson. We call them progressions.
Mm-hmm.
And so I get to read their answers often, and I am just so impressed with the grasp and how they are articulating the concepts. So, you know, they're off to a very, very, very good start. So we're very happy. With respect to this other question, it's really a very important question for me personally because, you know, growing up in the 60s, and having that desire of our people when we were, you know, struggling for our rights and wanting to be a part of a group that was going to demonstrate, improve, and grow and cultivate our excellence. And then when I was in college looking for the answers, if you will, you know, I'm studying psychology, sociology, anthropology, black studies, you know, looking for a way to help our people, if you will.
Yes.
It was during that time that I came into contact with Imam Muhammad's commentary and teaching. And the thing is, when I was studying a lot of the black scholars, African-American scholars, I kept seeing a African-American version of what European or Caucasian scholars were saying. But when I started to hear Imam Muhammad's commentary and teaching, what I saw was a knowledge body foundation that was totally independent of the thing, other things that I was reading. And that is what really connected me, because I said if we did build a community or society upon this teaching, nobody else was going to be able to come along and just say, you got that from me, or you got that from someone. So as we went on, part of my whole growth was I'm a system thinker, and I've always been studying the Imam because I wanted to understand the scope of his thinking, the system of his thinking. So as time going on, you know, I'm growing in Islam and in his teaching, there was a period of time when I realized, you know, that the Imam may not, he won't be here forever. And in order to continue the research, we needed to, I had stories where we gathered the information so we could have study groups, right, so we could study the materials and kind of grew from there. And the library concept was just a natural outgrowth of that, because all of our solutions, all of our responses to our critics, I believe that they're all contained in these lectures, and we would just have to be able to find them. And for the library, we're transcribing all of the audios and video lectures so that they can be researched. And when these issues come up, we'll be able to just do a search and find his comments on these topics, and that will guide us into the future.
Wonderful.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Brother Imam, because I know there had to be an inspiration and motivation that's there. And the preservation of this body knowledge that Imam Muhammad left behind, one of the things he said, you may have heard him say it, he said that what Allah has blessed me with, that I have left with you all, will be around for at least, he's talking about at least a minimum of a thousand years.
That's right.
So you heard that. You heard that too, alhamdulillah. But thank you so much in terms of the work and the effort that you and others that have assisted you have done. And this is historic to establish a library for reference and all. And this is paramount. These are the type of things that I think Imam Michael Amin is talking about, establishing these institutes that will serve us now and our future. And all. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. As-salamu alaykum.
I would just like to add two more quick things to his point. So one of the, you know, there were several, you know, a good number of us that were in this, you know, doing preservation work. And I don't want to go through all of them now. We do have the ones that I was connected with online. But one of the things I wanted to say that kind of distinguishes the library in my mind is that many of us were collecting things, and they were doing dawah, right, which is very important. They would get things the Imam said, take excerpts from it, you know, and then spread it online. And as the Internet became more popular, you know, you know, they're doing great dawah with the materials. My focus with the library was to provide primary resource material, meaning it wasn't my effort wasn't just for dawah. It's to get the original lectures, transcribe them, the whole thing. If we get the dates, we try to keep the dates and keep the information around it as much as possible if it's there, and preserve that. And now we have scholars that have joined the library to do professional research from universities, even overseas, you know, from France. I had students from France that doing work, and for some reason they're studying our movement over here, and they're joining the library to do research. And because it's primary material, you know, and so that's one of the things that makes it very valuable. So it's what the imam said, not commentary, or you get the whole context as best as we can. We don't have, for the majority, we have the full transcripts, but that's still part of the ongoing work. Thank you.
Thank you for that, Doctor. And
indeed,
you're adding a level of sophistication that's necessary for the productive and the resourceful body of leadership. Sister Martha likes to remind us of an intelligentsia. But I keep coming back to rubber meet the road, because the application is so important that the Imam Muhammad identified Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, as a representation of application of the of scripture. And I really value this focus that you've presented to us, and I'm looking forward to utilizing more the facility of the library. Thank you so much again.
Alhamdulillah. Yes, sir.
Alhamdulillah. All right, you have four callers, Imam. I'm going to go to 718-344, and we're going to go to a public service announcement and then come back after that. 718-344, thank you for your patience. As-salamu alaykum wa jumma mubarak wa ramadan mubarak.
Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, jumma mubarak, hajjalala. I don't have a long talk, but I do want to let Dr. Mubashir Ukta, he picked us up from the airport in Newark, New Jersey, for the time to be grateful. And, yes, we are grateful, my husband and I, because he chauffeured us from the airport to the hotel. And the brother didn't ask for a dime. Alhamdulillah. And that's what we need.
That's piled into the car, right?
Yes, that's what we need in this, we got to help each other. And Allah sent rescue. Alhamdulillah. Thank you, my brother. And we will always remember what you did for us. And give the wife a salam for us. Thank you so
much.
Ramadan Mubarak.
Ramadan Mubarak.
And thank you,
yes,
Mom.
Ma'am. You're welcome. Very much so. That's Hajalala. And we met through by way of IWDM Community Radio. You see, the connections are necessary. Praise be to Allah. And we go now to our public service announcement, and we'll come right back to our callers. Yes. Please, everyone.
As-salamu alaykum. Join us each and every Sunday from 5 to 7 Eastern Standard Time and 4 to 6 Central Standard Time for the broadcast of the contemplations of Imam Wahiduddin Muhammad, sharing his insights, his wisdom, and his knowledge here on America Muslim 360, utilizing the books edited by Brother Morocco, Brother Ghani, and Brother Ronald B. Shaheed. So we look forward to your presence as we share the insight, the logic, and the thinking of our beloved Imam Wahiduddin Muhammad here on America Muslim 360 on a myriad of subject matter. We look forward to your presence. As-salamu alaykum.
And one more public service announcement.
As-salamu alaykum. This is your brother, Kareem Hamid, inviting you to join in the study group of the lecture of Imam Wahiduddin Muhammad Rahimallah Alayhi, broadcast Saturday morning at 6 a.m. Central Standard Time here on American Muslim 360. The first hour, we shall play a lecture or address from Imam Wahiduddin Muhammad Rahimallah Alayhi. And in the second hour, we shall open up the telephone line and share with each other the various beneficial points of interest contained in the lecture or address. So join the study group of the lectures of Imam Wallerstein Mohammed, Rahim Allah Alayh, on the evolution of revolutionary thought and created purpose, every Saturday at 6 a.m. Central Standard Time on American Muslim 360. Let's share. Thank you. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. So Imam Mubashir, as you can see, the Imam's lectures are being shared and studied, and now making the connection with having the library. And again, your dedication that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed you with, we are so appreciative. And of course, our studio board with the lectures, we repeat and we say to the audiences, you may hear something that you didn't hear before. So, and we truly believe that, right?
Yes.
And at the same time, all of we're asking everyone to apply it. What you hear said in words, of course, how you're applying it in your life, and inshallah, it will become, you know, like glue. We began to develop something physical, inshallah. Any comments on our public service announcements that we just said?
Well, I was thinking exactly what you just said to me. You know, I was like, wow, all of these nice programs going on, studying the Imam's teaching. This is great. This is really great to hear. And you can see this effort, and you mentioned the other programs also, the other media programs. You're circulating, helping to circulate the nutrients of Imam Muhammad's knowledge body through the veins of the community. And so keep that good blood circulation going.
I mean. Thank you. Okay, so we go to our, well, we have two callers, 773-44 now, dear sister Mira Muhammad Shaheed. Assalamu again. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum assalam, Baba Dhamma Bar. I just want to find out from Baba Upta, you mentioned about his students. What is the structure of your class, and is there an age group that you cater to? And if so, it sounds like it's a younger group. If not, what about us elderly leaders who've been around for a long time? And some of us are still trying to discern information.
Sure.
And I'm really
sure.
Loving everything that you are saying here. I love what Brother Michael said and his initial task to help you to develop this here. So I want to know, if we are privileged to the class, how can we get involved? Thank you. Ramadan Mubarak.
Sure.
Assalamu alaikum.
So part of this program was born out of the recognition that our community needs succession planning, and that our younger folks who have not, you know, they didn't sit and listen to Imam Muhammad over 30 years and may not have absorbed things as they were getting older. We realize that it's important, even as they develop their Islamic knowledge, which many have the very good Islamic knowledge, but the absorption of Imam Muhammad's tafsir is something that they still need to get stronger at. So the program was created to, out of that concern, that was one of the big concerns. So that's the younger adult group, you know, anywhere. I think we've had someone as young as 22 or 23, and up to that 40-year age, that's maybe the target. But it's open for everybody. We have older students as well who just want to get the learning, just as you were saying, Mira. So it's open for everyone. And then we added a program called the auditing program. So if you're not a student that's going for certification, because we give a certification for the completion of the work, where there's homework, there's tests, there are assignments, and all of these things are graded. But we also have an aspect where you can avoid all of that and attend the classes at your leisure. The tuition is the same, but you're able to get the recordings and study them at your leisure. You can come into the live classes and participate with them, or, you know, you can come back and watch the recordings in the class. So it's open for everyone. And the website that you can find all the information you need is www.ILCD.com. And the acronym stands for Islamic Leadership Training Development Program. That's ILCD.com. And then that website will give you all the information you need. And there's an overview video you can watch as well.
Very, very good. Imam, as you were mentioning, and we do have two calls. Amir, she went back away. Okay, I think you got that information down pat. All right, we're going to go to our poet laureate again. Salaam. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam. Praise be to Allah. I'd like to also say that that Nal and I, we, and the young people, we're still working on the book of poems, and you know, praise be to Allah that would happen. And also, you know, I would like for Nal and Mike, we have a strong relationship. They're host buddies, and I have a good relationship with both of them. I would like for us to think about in the future. I'll be a little free about it, maybe in a month or so. In the future, thinking about a podcast or a non-for-profit organization that we going on and connect and do that work. And Michael, he has a good love for poems and everything. And I told him, not officially, but I told him something about how to be a poet. And so what I do, I start just kind of like maybe giving a little class on how to do that, because he has the knowledge, and it just really just putting stuff together. But I would like for them to focus on coming together on the podcast and a not-for-profit. And so, you know, alhamdulillah.
You're just full of ideas. Thank you. Alhamdulillah.
Assalamu alaikum.
Yes, thank you. Alhamdulillah. All right. And of course, you know, CWSC has a learning lab wherein, as one of the components of the intelligentsia, and we're always looking for a director for a learning lab. Hint, Belair. All right.
Back at
as we go. Yes. As we go forward, because if we divvy up too much, then we become the concentration in an area. And believe you me, we're thankful to Allah, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for Thomas Abdul Salam and then his wife, as they were partners in bringing forth AM360. And look at this process, the system. Imam Mubashir, forgive me.
Mm-hmm.
When you were saying system, you're systemized thinking. I guess I can qualify myself to say I look at systems. I'm always saying it's not about managing people, but managing the process. And that process becomes a system by which it can be duplicated, triplicated, however. And we see that in the long-range plans that have come through where we are now. And in the system of Thomas and Dr. Aisha Kareem, they developed conduit to bring about CWSC, the life of CWSC, and then AM360 shared in itself being a component, but it even though it stood out front in the beginning, and it still has its position. It has a senior management team, but the structure allows us to continue to develop the system, and as we go forward, because we know here on CWSC, at CWSC, I should say, we have a board of directors. And, of course, like anything else, it has to have its redundancy, you know, it has to have its changes. What do you call it, like you're doing now with the classes? It has to have that repetition or the development process ongoing. So this is why we come into the 50-year Human Family Strategic Planning initiatives. And so the library definitely is an initiative to what 50 years from now would look like. How would that look? If you had to wrap that.
Yes, yes. Is that a question?
Yeah. Yes, sir. That is a question. Yes.
Well, 50 years ago, I have to get my telescope out, but I will tell you this. Right now, I do envision the day when I don't have any video and audio tapes sitting around in my office that still need to be converted and uploaded, and that we have an extensive process in doing sound checks, checking for duplication, updating our, keeping our database accurate. When all of that work is completed, and the next phase, my goal before I can't function anymore is to make sure that everything is in the library, is structured, organized, and laid out. And I'm training a successor. I have a successor in training now. And that after we get everything laid out, he understands how to do everything, then he can work on refinement to make it a better and better resource for our society and for all Muslims. And so people can do the research to write their books, to write their plays, to establish many things based out of their research. And that is available, and that, it just gets better at what it's doing.
I apologize. Yes.
No, I'm done. Go ahead.
I was going to say that the support of the library is that through your books, or I have been on the website, but please speak to that.
We have members, right? So there are members to the library, and they make donations of their choice of anywhere from $5 a month on up, and those contributions have been coming in, and we use those to create the transcripts. So we use a professional company. We went through a lot of iterations. We tried doing it ourselves at first, and we realized that if we relied on ourselves, we might never get the project finished. So we, use a professional company to do our transcripts. And then what we do is I have members of our community who are proficient in Imam Muhammad's language and al-Islam, they do quality reviews of the transcript. So we get the transcript, then we give it to, assign it to a reviewer. That person listens to the lecture again and reviews, reads along with the transcript to make sure it's accurate, and they make corrections where the company transcribers may have made errors, which they do make errors. And then after that, we have a process of entering that information into the database. But the donations, alhamdulillah, every year since we started taking donations, we've grown a little bit, not a whole lot, but a little bit every year. So we have an upwards curve, and it just keeps going and getting more and more members. Then we lose each year, and the donations have been increasing each year, just a little bit, but they've been increasing. And I haven't been doing a lot of promotion or advertising for several reasons. That may change a little bit. We may do a little bit more, and I think that may stimulate more growth.
A question.
Go ahead.
Question, Dr. Ukta, for the Muslims,
We have the ascension of the soul, which is the structured development. Prophet Muhammad and his night journey. In the tradition, Islamic tradition, that ascension is shared with us in terms of development of the soul. And again, Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, representing the application. And in that ascension is Idris dealing with the academic rigors and the application of knowledge and how it's connected. I'd like your thoughts in terms of that picture of Idris and what this world represents to us in terms of intelligentsia and academic development, and how you see the body of thinkers, free thinkers, with us in our development in terms of intelligentsia.
Yes. It's a very good question, very important point. So I'll say a few things quickly. So in my last book, the latest book, the one called 40 Metaphorical Hadith, very important book. It's a little different than the ones I've written because essentially the purpose of that book is to lay the foundation for the method of the way we approach the hadith and to demonstrate that while not exactly the way the Imam does it, Prophet Muhammad utilized metaphor and parables in his teaching. And one of the hadiths that are included is that hadith that you're referencing about the ascension. And we know Imam has given commentary on that quite a bit. And I go into great depth with that in the book. And I want to say that, alhamdulillah, in working on that one, you know, the library was a blessing because I could do my own research. I could put in the keywords and then bring back the transcripts that we have where the Imam is commenting on and explaining is giving his tafsir on that hadith and be able to pull that information together. To your point about Idris, that's actually, I actually have two middle names, and Idris is the other one, right? From the term darasa, which means, you know, a lesson or to study the academic. So in Imam's language, you know, he explains all of this, all of these phases, and he interprets these. And in the growth of individuals and in the growth of community, there must be academic study. There must be cognitive development, intellectual development. And Idris represents, you know, this type of development where we study things in a systematic way. That's what a lesson is, right? And the lessons put together to make a curriculum. So we don't just only study to study, but we study to learn how to go from point A to point Z in a particular area. And so as thinkers in our community, we have to say to ourselves, and on one other very important point, the verse in the Quran where Allah says, your creation and the resurrection is as one soul or one person, nafs, right? Wahida, nafs and wahida. And the message there is that what's true for the individual is true for society. What's true for society is true for an individual. So I say that to say, to your point, our society, our community, and we as individuals must pursue academic excellence, and our society must promote academic excellence. Our classes in our masjids or wherever we're holding them should, of course, include Islamic history and, you know, Quranic studies and so forth, but it really should include other academic pursuits as well as a part of developing society. The intelligentsia is very important. I actually tried to establish a think tank many years ago with some of our most well-known imams and people. At that time, everyone was very busy because it's a rigorous process to do that as well. And so we couldn't develop it to its full extent. But that's very, it's important to use Shura, bring together the best minds in all different areas and provide that vision that helps the whole rest of the society know where to go and what to work on and bring answers. And last point, Imam Muhammad once talked about establishing, this was back during the monitoring team days, and what he yes. envisioned was a group of the professionals. In fact, he even talked about who he envisioned a group of professionals coming together and being a resource themselves for the community as they're trying to work on things. They'd be able to reach out to this professional body and get professional help in whatever area it may have been in to help solve problems and see the way. So it is critical. Like, for example, if there was our most, the imams or the thinkers that we have in our community, even to establish the codification of Imam Muhammad's commentary, it's important that everyone's on the same page because sometimes we all differ in the way we understand some of the concepts. So all these things are important, but it's a function that's needed.
Well, lastly, Doctor, this is an opinion, but my soul is telling me that this focus is correct. Dr. George Washington, Father, may Allah grant him paradise, he was trained as a scientist in the rigors of scientific development, but he pointed to his connection with Almighty God Allah in terms of the utility of his spirit connecting with the plants and being able to identify or the utility of those plants. Mm-hmm. I see him as a model, and I'm interested in your opinion. I see him as a model in terms of those who are developed in terms of their intellectual curiosity and application. I see the utility of Imam Muhammad's volumes of what Dr. Hamid El-Amin identifies as institutional memory. You know, I'm curious, you know, your thoughts on that.
No, I think I agree 100%. It's very important. In fact, Dr. Hamid El-Amin and the consortium team, you know, they are basing their work off of a philosophical approach, creation-inspired learning.
Yes.
And they are, and this is one of the big unique directions of Imam Muhammad, and that is, what does the scientist do? We study in creation. And he's even said that the goal, the evolution of the destiny involves science, the reconciliation between science and religion, between the rational and the spiritual. That's what leads to true tawhid. When you, as Dr. Carver was saying, can see the spiritual in the material, and then in the material, you can see the spiritual. This is both of those are Allah's creation. And when you do that, then everywhere you look are Allah's signs. And when you study those signs, that's the connection. That produces great things, as we see. And so this, again, is where, you know, Dr. Hamid and the educators striving to try and figure out how to create the application, the curriculum that applies all of these ideas in a effective way. And so I think it's what makes us who we are. It's what one of the distinguishing marks. And so we should become leaders in science because we want to study, and Muslims want to study Allah's creation. And if we see it that way and look for Allah's guidance, and this is what leads to the angels bowing down. This is another big part of Imam's commentary when he talks about how when the Adam knows the names of the angels, they bow down in submission. Well, that's a big commentary on that, but basically, you know, the angels as forces in creation, they submit after we understand their nature and know how to make them serve. So I agree with you.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Alhamdulillah. As we know, okay, Bilal is back. Assalamu alaikum, Bilal.
Yeah, alhamdulillah. And as we know, or as I seem to know, that you have the Quran has maybe more, but they have two readings. One is the physical reading from the book, and the other one is the reading that comes from creation.
Yes, yes, that's a beautiful. I used to have a little debate with one of our caterers out here in New Jersey. In fact, she was the first or second woman of the year that Imam Muhammad named back when he used to do at the conventions. He would name a man of the year and woman of the year. Her name is Sister Umukaya Sharif out of New Jersey. She said she was going to be trying to teach everything, mathematics in particular, from the Quran. And I pointed out to her that Allah, in the Quran, he tells us, you know, if all the trees on earth were pens and all the oceans were ink, you could not exhaust the writing of Allah's words. You know, and so I said, that tells you that Allah's words, they exist in the Quran, but they also exist outside of the Quran. And they exist in the entire creation. But she jokingly laughed. She said, yeah, but that verse is in the Quran, you know. So she said that to say it is in the book, right? So we have to understand that the creation in the Imam's tafsir, the objects in creation are words of God. They are signs. They are ayat. And the Imam pointed out to us that as we call the revelation ayat in the Quran, he also calls the creation ayat. He calls our bodies ayat. And the Imam makes the connection that what is Allah telling us by using the same words for both of these things? He's just telling us that as the Quran are verses, the creation has verses. And these are God's words and signs to us. And he says we should study creation just as we study the Quran.
Thank you for that. Alhamdulillah.
Yes, alhamdulillah. Oh, we could go on, Imam. Now, see, Imam, Dr. Mubashir Adib Ukda.
Yes.
In our conversation, you know, it is all about getting to know the real you. And I say that for myself, as well as making connections in person, and as we did in October, praise be to Allah.
Yes.
And to now continuing that connection and hearing you, as you stated, everyone who stated, if you don't mind my sharing, Imam, he says, I usually don't do interviews.
Yes.
Truly, I said, well, it's really, you know, it's a conversation, and we have to know. So praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, for those who can't read, for whatever the reason may be, those who can only listen by way of the internet, can't dial in because of certain calls, whatever the case may be. We're very conscientious about that, and everyone has, thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for everyone sharing with us, CWSC, about some of the hardships that they are experiencing. And then, of course, when we have technical difficulties beyond our control, we understand that there's a small group of persons that bring forth Blog Talk, the platform we're utilizing. So this is why we see the strength in connection with other mediums, and where that would go to the news media. There's a brother Muhammad in New York that's inviting us to connect with the news media on the base floor as they're establishing it now. I don't know if you know of that occurrence, but CWSC is really truly wanting to spread its wings, not as an umbrella, but as a partnering process. Partnership.
Alhamdulillah. Yes, yes. Alhamdulillah.
Rabitu. Yes.
Alliance.
Yes.
Yep. Alhamdulillah. That's beautiful. I know Imam William Kareem for many years has always thought along those lines as well, you know, building these partnerships too, and then coordinating, you know, because of programs such as this, and I didn't want to forget. I talked about Mali, but as you said, Blog Talk and 360, you guys were established a long time, you know, even I believe before that. And look at the platform you provided. I mean, at one time, I don't know what the scheduling is like now, but you guys had shows on all day, every day, almost every hour, you know, and it was really amazing. Again, a testament to what one person or and their companions can do. And look how many people have benefited, you know, from that program, you know. So that's wonderful.
And the expense of it, I know, you know, that's the last thing that anyone would love to look at, of how it gets promoted and how it, first sitting down and drawing, being patient enough to draw up a blueprint of how it's going to be manifested in the actual culmination, you know, bringing AM360 here it is. It's a live entity. And yes,
right.
Beautifully, Thomas, praise be to Allah, managed, and I'm sharing this now, everyone, managed to grandfather in a cost, but that doesn't eliminate extra factors that have cost. You know, and that even getting we have trademarked the AM360 logo. I mean, not the logo, the actual American Muslim 360 been trademarked.
Beautiful.
And all of these took steps. And Mukhtar Muhammad, can't say enough about his expertise as an author, writer, as one who systematically does things as well. And we have this footprint now. Yes. So we have this technical footprint called the Model Community National Resource Directory as of 2016. And we have over 500 entries of individuals, just as you stated, of professionals, and perhaps on a novice level as well, but offering their expertise to organizations and to individuals. So we have that. The link, though, and we believe that there's something, the link that's missing, as Imam Omar Shakir added, sharing, saying, yes, I will, to I'm doing, or it's like the connection after a period of time, whether you get lost in the waves of things, of life, whatever the case may be. So we're finding that, but we're working on getting that a little more cued in. And now you mentioned about transcribing from the audio. You have the tape, the actual tapes and CDs from yesterday?
Yes.
Of the men's lectures? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
Yep. Tapes, audios, videos, and CDs. People have shared their personal collections, right, because many years have gone by and people have these products that they purchase and have been storing, you know, in their basements, in their, you know, in their attics and so forth, and they have the materials, and they don't want to have them go to loss. So
right.
Many have shared collections with us, right? You know, sometimes people move or they downsize and they don't have the space anymore. And but I've had so many people say, you know, how they were so happy to find out that they could pass their collection on to a good purpose, because they didn't want to discard them, but, you know, they couldn't get them and they weren't really using them that much
yeah.
anymore because people aren't using tapes. So it's a beautiful thing that has happened. So that's how we convert from those tapes we digitize them. And,
now, has a museum picked up on utilizing those tapes as evidence of what was, or is that necessary? I don't know.
Well, I don't think there any museum has, you know, wanted to hold on to the physical specimens per se in our community. There are a lot of cassette tapes, but you know, those, you know, there'll always be a few of those around, and it is one of the challenges because it's like, you know, like keeping those physical things. But we will have the digitized copies of them because that's what people are storing things in now. And because what happens, the tapes do get old. You know, we experience breakages. You know, those materials don't last forever. And they've been around
correct.
For, you know, it's 50 years, you know. But
question involving,
oh, okay.
you know, you Imam, you mentioned utilizing professional in
yes.
in this process. But I'm curious. I know of two. I've lost contact with her. When I was living in Atlanta, there was an excellent transcriber from the voice to the printed word, and I know mm-hmm. that Imam Dr. Nasser Ahmed has been very helpful to Imam Ronald B. Shahid and his work of transcribing
mm-hmm.
personal comments from Imam Muhammad. But I'm curious, you know, because I've seen the problem with the challenges that Imam Shahid Abdul Ghani was having in terms of
mm-hmm.
understanding our particular language from the Quran, you know, and the Islamic experience. Have
mm-hmm.
you found much difficulty, you know, in those areas where a professional transcriber would not be familiar with the language?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that does happen, right? That's why we have quality reviewers, right? Because that does happen. And they, you know, you don't know who's doing the transcription. And most of the time, they're pretty professional. And they usually get about, you know, depending on the quality of the lecture, because, you know, a lot of the older tapes are not,
yeah,
you know, you have
yeah.
a lot of noise, and so you have those challenges, and sometimes you just get people who don't care, and we can tell. The company I use has a policy where we rate the transcripts after that they're done, and
yes.
if the transcriber gets a low score or low rating. Their policy is that they will not send our transcripts to that person anymore. We don't know who the person is, but they won't send our stuff to that person anymore. And that has worked well for us. But they just, you know, sometimes they just don't understand, and they're not always all, most of them are English speaking, but, you know, you could tell some people are better at it than others. And so we have to rely on our reviewers to
yeah.
Catch those mistakes and fix those problems. I'll tell you something else now with the AI that's out. Recently, I would say within the last 3 months, we've been doing transcripts using the AI, and I have a couple of I have had larger team of reviewers, but I just have a few right now that are really good at it. And so what is it? What's doing the we've been using the AI tool that we use has, and it does a pretty good job transcribing. The reviewers get a little more work; they have a little more work to do, but it enables us to do more transcriptions. And we pay our reviewers as well. And alhamdulillah, we're able to pay them a decent amount, and that's been working out really good for us in most of the cases of the transcripts. And I, sometimes we do a sound check before we transcribe them to see if they are in good enough quality to transcribe. And if they're not, I'm familiar enough with some audio editing and audio engineering where I can clean up some of the background sounds so that it's so the voice is strong enough to be transcribed. So we have a big process we go through. But there are challenges.
Thank you for that.
Yes, sir.
And we've drawn to a close. Believe it or not, we've done 2.5 hours. Would you have believed that?
I would not.
I know. If I had proposed it, it probably would have been like, oh, no. But we're going to end out now as we going to share this public service announcement, and Bilal does have his hand up. Bilal, hold on one moment. We want to get this from our dear sister who.
Yes, this is Ms. Noura Amatallah Muhammad. I'm calling to support CWSC and American Muslims 360 because it has been a great service for me, especially during this Ramadan. Before, I was not able to read from the Quran because of blindness and was not able to find anyone who would spend the time to read for me. But hanging in there with American Muslims 360, I was able to hear every juice every day. And I loved the Arabic reading with the English translation. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. The things that Imam Muhammad has told us to do bring success to our lives. And I want you to know that American Muslims 360 has made my Ramadan the best Ramadan in 8 years. I am so thankful to Allah. And I thank all the readers. And I thank American Muslims 360 for having the courage to go ahead and remake the world. Alhamdulillah. Thank you. You are welcome to my pledge from now on, and every time I get a little extra money, you can see me coming through. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum wa Ramadan Mubarak.
Alaikum assalam. Wa Ramadan Mubarak.
Thank you for that.
Alhamdulillah.
Yes, that was.
She has transitioned.
And she
has written a book.
A lot.
I mean. And she has written a book. I played it too for another point. When you were speaking about creation and education, her book is Knowledge. I believe Knowledge is education or creation is knowledge. I have to get it correctly, but it's in those lines. And her books are at Borders Books. She wrote it and transcribed while she was blind. She used the technology, speaking of getting her book done. And so praise be to Allah. She is quite an inspiration.
Indeed.
Her name is Noura?
Noura Amatallah Muhammad.
Yes.
You are.
Yeah. I had the pleasure of driving her around when I lived in Atlanta. She's a special person, very feisty.
Yes, she says she's one that taught, actually established the foundation for the schools on the basis of zero and one. Mm. You all recall her coming, zero and one. She said, when you understand that, then you can calculate, you know, everything else, written or numerical.
Yeah, that's so, the binary system.
Pray,
yeah.
The binary system, yes. So praise be to Allah. She said when she got the teachers to understand what she was referring to, then it was far better, far better. And so praise be to Allah for the minds that are out here, and we thank you, Allah, for this opportunity to, and we know nothing happens by chance. It is all within Allah's plan. And I'm thankful to be a part of that plan, thankful that Imam Dr. Mubashir Adib Ukta is in that plan, Michael Hameen is in that plan, Imam Omar Shakir is in that plan, and all of our listeners, and as we bring in, I know, Bilal Abdullah in that plan. Assalamu alaikum, Bilal. We're getting ready to close
out. Alhamdulillah. Are you familiar with Brother Rana B. Shahid and his books?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, we know each other well. Alhamdulillah.
Yeah, that's good. Okay, alhamdulillah. All righty, then. Alhamdulillah. I'll be going to the study library and see, you know, also take a look at that.
Okay. Good, my brother.
Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum.
Thank you. Wa alaikum assalam.
Thank you. Assalam. And we ask everyone to go to the library. Imam, if you give your information again, and afterwards it will be on the website as well under today's. We will send you a copy of today's presentation. The 2.5
hours long.
Alhamdulillah,
that'd be great. Yes, the library's website address is www.iwdmstudylibrary.com.
Alhamdulillah. And everyone, you can go to IWDM Community, just that, and you can get the rest of the information. Just browse through it. And I want to send you there because it is, I believe you do the website, right, Imam?
Yes, I did do the website. I actually, we have transitioned it to another administrator just within the past, at the beginning of this year. But yes, I've been created the website and been the administrator of it for I don't know how many years now. It's been quite a while. Alhamdulillah. I hope you enjoy it.
I will be going to your personal website to get your new book, uqdah.com. Is that correct, Imam?
Yes, sir. That's correct. Thank you. Yes, sir.
Thank you for that.
Again, everyone, UQD as in David, AH.com. Please go there.
Yes.
And because I asked that question about the support. So please, by all means, this is Ramadan, and we definitely, CWSC, as hosting the Ramadan Telethon, we're asking for donations all through the year. But we do give out to organizations, and praise be to Allah, definitely those connected with the leadership of Imam Warith Deen Muhammad, Rahimullahu Alayh, but not only there. So Doctors Without Borders, Malala Fund, the Malala Fund is the young girl that was shot by the Afghans,
right.
And presumed dead. But and then Mothers Without Arms, where mothers are leaving babies home alone and things are happening, or their lives are being taken by the mothers themselves. So there are many. And then, of course, Camp Khalil, the Muhammad,
yes.
Clara Muhammad School,
yes.
Mosque Cares, Study Al-Islam, Islamic
yes.
Learning Institute, Mali Institute, and more. So praise be to Allah for all who are contributing, continuing to contribute. We do appreciate you, truly appreciate you. You have been maintaining and helping us to sustain and make particular decisions, the board of directors, based upon your donations, your open-heartedness. To CWSC.us and continue. If you're the first-timer, please, by all means, PayPal is there, a very secure site. We thank Allah for that. But please, please donate. Any help you need with that, dial 910-317-0297. And if you want to mail in your contribution, do so at CWSC Marina Village, 4905 34th Street, South Florida, 33711-4511. And that's Suite 185. Well, all right, dear listeners, we're not going to hold. Oh, yes.
Sister Martha Nala, I got to say, you know, we're right at the beginning of Ramadan, and the favors of Allah for whatever we do in the path of God are exponentially blessed during this time. So I'm going to just emphasize what you're saying in terms of sharing and support for this developing institution of CWSC and AM360, and thank you for all that you do.
Alhamdulillah. My pleasure. Praise of that, we do share your Juma. Share your Juma, Imam. I don't know if you're in line with share your Juma, but we're asking Imams to go to our website, and you can type in share your Juma, or we assist you with it. But we're going to be going through all of our Imams, inshallah, who wants to share the Juma, and that is for a month time span. So that should there be a point of view or whatever that you're presenting for that month, inshallah, it will be more coherent with our listeners as well. This month is Imam Abdul Aziz, A-Z-E-E-Z, of New York, Bronx, New York, and he is on our board of directors as well. And he has Ashifa group, but he's at Masjid Adams, and that's a Community Life Center for Human Excellence. He'll be presenting today, and his theme or his topic today is, as I go to here, his topic is the excellent and transformative nature of fasting, Ramadan. He will be presenting at the Hartford, Connecticut Muhammad Islamic Center today at 1:15. So not too long from now, everyone, please plan to join back here with us at 1 p.m. And we will listen to some hadith prior to Imam Abdul Aziz coming on, being in the position of Juma. That's collectively bring yourself together first. And then wherever you are, you're at in the position of Juma. We also, I want you to return at 7 p.m., inshallah. I say that, and I'm thinking that's breaking fast time. So please bear with us. We are going to be bringing on Imam Abdul Aziz again as he presents. He does share Isha prayer and the Taraweeh prayer, excuse me. So everyone, we will fill your day up. As you mentioned, Imam Dr. Bashir, Mubashir, excuse me.
That's okay.
You mentioned about being on. Yes, we have been blessed to be on 7 hours at least. And we have found a way that we can extend those hours. And we will discuss that behind the scenes, everyone. our host, pretty much are well aware. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has afforded us a technique whereby we can present when we have live presentations. We can be present and do that, as we did not do in October in Orlando. But what we were able to do is take pictures and share those pictures. Praise be to Allah. So we're thankful for everything that God affords us. Imam, any closing words you want to share with us before we say assalamu alaikum?
No, alhamdulillah, it's been wonderful speaking with you and all of the callers and our co-hosts, Imam Hamim and Imam Shakir. It's been a very good experience for me. I appreciate you. I encourage everyone to keep working hard and strive forward as in a race to that which is good. Keep building. We must become builders as well as students, but let's build as Imam Hamim has emphasized, so that we will manifest and make visible an expression, our expression in the world. Ameen.
Ameen. And I will be remiss if I didn't mention this. The longevity of these broadcasts, of a broadcast, actually A New Day for Al-Islam with William Kareem. They have the longest running one. William is a whole presentation on Monday and Tuesday where he does Living the Upload Life on Monday, and Tuesday is Stories of the Prophets, Lives of the Prophets, excuse me, going through prophet by prophet. And then on Saturday we collaborate with CWSC Cultural Insight and IWDM, Cultural Insight, and where his son comes in, Kivel Ikwan, comes in with educating us on hip-hop and everything else. He's very knowledgeable, working with young people himself. So we're so thankful for the development that is coming forth and everything that's connected. Alhamdulillah. I had to mention that because William is under the weather right now. I put it just, believe me, it's a little more than just being under the weather, but do make dua for him.
Okay. Yes. Good.
And then we have Waleed Abdul Shaheed from Brooklyn, New York. We're going to share his music on Humanity is Everybody's Business.
Oh, yeah, that's my guy there. I like him. I got all his stuff. We have a relationship.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. In fact, I use a portion of his Adhan at the start of my classes and many of my classes.
Wonderful.
So, yeah, we have a long relationship back when we were doing the music.
Wonderful.
And, yeah. I'm very supportive.
Hook Sister Martha Nyla up.
Excuse me?
Hook Sister Martha Nyla up, email.
Oh, yeah, you mean get
When you hear how we uploaded this particular one, please don't hold it against us. I love the music, so I do have the dates, but I was not able to bring it forward enough. So you can, as a contribution, we would appreciate. Let me bring this on and let you hear it.
Yes. Assalamu alaikum wa Ramadan Mubarak.
Alaikum wa Ramadan Mubarak.
Thank you.
not truly have faith until you walk for your brother or your sister, as you walk for yourself. Amen. When you see what you see, knowing that it shouldn't be, do you just walk on by with your head held high?
Listen. Said I may not know.
And we're going to ease into being thankful, everyone. Truly, truly, we are thankful. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah.
Early in the morning, saying a prayer. Then express fruit coffee as I stumble down the stairs. Tiptoe by the bedroom where my children used to sleep. 25 years earlier, I still pray my Lord their souls to keep. Grab my keys, grab my hat, and I head on out the door. Crank up my old pickup truck, get off the work I go. But I gotta be alright,
gotta be alright,
do the best that I can. Try and make a difference, 'cause that's just who I am. I've gotta be strong,
gotta be strong,
and let a helping hand along the way. Try and make a difference each and every single day. But you gotta be thankful,
gotta be thankful,
gotta be grateful for my life and all the things for the warm rays of sunshine, stars that light the night, friends I've left forever, and my children and my wife. Now there's a little boy who lives down the street who wants to grow to be a man, but life is rough and the streets are tough, and he tries to understand. He said, "Miss, can you help me? Can you lend a helping hand? Tell me why the life's so rough. Can you help me understand?" Well, I think about the days gone by and the things my daddy said, and the wisdom that he shared with me still lingers in my head. He said, "You gotta be alright,
gotta be alright,
you gotta do the best that you can. Try and make a difference in any way you can. You gotta be strong,
gotta be strong,
and lend a helping hand along the way. Try and make a difference each and every single day. But you gotta be thankful,
gotta be thankful,
you gotta be grateful for your life and all the things he's given you that makes your life, for the warm rays of sunshine and the stars that light the night, and friends that last forever, and your children and your wife. Back to colors, and I sing the day's last prayer, asking for his blessing for people everywhere, and our sons and daughters who fight in foreign lands, trying to make a difference for their family. But they gotta be alright,
gotta do the best I can. Try to make a difference any way they can. They've got to be strong,
gotta be strong,
and lend a helping hand along the way. Try and make a difference each and every single day. But they gotta be thankful,
gotta be thankful.
They gotta be grateful for their lives and all the things he's given them that make their life for the warm rays of sunshine and the stars that light the night and friends that last forever and their children and their wives. Yeah, they gotta be thankful.
As we ease out, everyone, we want you to know next week, look forward to our guests being of the Tampa Bay Area Muslim Association. There, where they are located, is in Tampa Bay, Florida. And they have established a citywide iftar. Not just any. The citywide iftar is co-sponsored by the city of St. Petersburg. It has gone on for a four-year mayor, and now in 2 years with the new mayor, all proclaiming that Ramadan, the proclamation given first for Ramadan, and then the citywide iftar. And it is all done by the Muslim community of the Tampa Bay area, a collective process of masjid after masjid after masjid. So the community is very, very much involved, but it is chaired by the Imam Abdul Karim Ali of Tampa Bay Area Muslim Association, and then with a group of individuals throughout the community that makes the Iftar Committee, which includes the Historical Coliseum, where the citywide Iftar will be held. It has been for the last, well, since 2017, taking 1 year off in 2020 for the COVID, or 2021, excuse me, for COVID. But you, everyone, and the Florida Conference of Muslim Americans, these are collaborations of CWSC, Florida Conference of Muslim Americans, which comes on every Sunday at 12 to 1 p.m. here on American Muslim 360, as we meet every first Sunday as a group for the Florida State. We present. Different individuals bringing forth information, sharing. But this time we have a new presentation because this is Ramadan. So our Ramadan sessions will be held, yes, right here on American Muslim 360, 12 p.m., excuse me, I'm wrong, 1 p.m. with Imam Yahya Abdullah, Al-Islam World Ministry. He will be doing the Ramadan session first. And following that at 3 p.m. will be this Sunday coming up will be, I believe, Imam Hatim Hamidullah. And Imam Yahya will come every Sunday to carry out the month of Ramadan. But following him will be on the 3 to 4 p.m. hour, Imam Hatim Hamidullah, Imam Abdul Aziz, Imam Yusuf Ramadan, and finishing out will be our own Imam Omar Adib Shakir. So please plan to be with us on Sundays for the Ramadan sessions. And of course, following that, each Sunday will be the contemplations of Imam Worth Dean Muhammad lectures from the Ramadan session that's written. So praise be to Almighty God, as you heard the public service announcement with Imam Karim Hamid and Michael Hamid. That's from 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time every Sunday. I believe at the 4 to 5 p.m., I believe we will have the return of Lou Princess Aziz, as she has been sharing on the mental, let's see. I'm trying to remember the title, everyone. But she has really been delving into the mind and the factors that cause the mind to have. And our CEO, Latifa Hameen, has been coming with certain town halls, bringing forth individuals to talk about trauma and the mind. So praise be to Allah. Right now, this it's not going to be for this particular time of the Ramadan time, but afterwards, I believe they come on every second Sunday. And then the collaboration with Mikhail Sahir, Imam Mikhail Sahir, author of The Man Behind the Board, The Man Behind the Man, and with the IWDM Community Radio, is a collaboration of the book club, having established a book club. So praise be to Allah, Imam Mubashir, your books and inshallah and more, we pray to have disclosed here on AM 360. We do have the bookstore as well, where you can, inshallah. All right? Thank you, dear listener. Yes, sir. Please go on.
I just was thanking you very much for a beautiful program and a beautiful, you know, the public service announcers were once again very touching, and the music was as well.
Alhamdulillah. Please give back the greetings for us.
I shall, definitely. Thank you.
Alhamdulillah. You're welcome. Assalamu alaikum wa Jumma Mubarak wa Ramadan Mubarak, everyone. 1 p.m. Assalamu alaikum again.
Wa alaikum assalam.